cherubim shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim shine forth. Mia Ali Elmaga Atashi. Falde calvespre el menene elesia alfamanon elesimanota alan meshkenen. Thank you. To altar, things to altar. I bring things to altar. Even fresh one of need these things to altar. I bring even the utterance of these things. Even the utterance to fanato for to lay hold of these things. Even to know these things, to say these things. We bring utterances of these things. Utterances, grace to utter these things, to say these things. Even when they have been made plain, all shall see. All will see. All will see and all, many will know. All will see and many shall know. See it. See it. Say it he that opened them. Say it he that opened them. Say it he that revealed them. Say it he that showed them. Say it he that knoweth them. Say it he that giveth them. He that receiveth them. Say it he that receiveth them for to give them. Say it he that owns them. He that owns. He. Even he that taketh them. For to give these things. Who give these things. Who shall give these things. To he that seeks them. He who seeks them. He shall be given these things. To he that seeks them, he who seeks after them, to he that seeketh, even the seekers of these things shall come to know them. Even they that seek them, to they that we are sent to they that seek them. We are sent to they which seek them. We are sent to seek us. Sent to seek us. We are sent to them who seek. Those who seek. Those who even seek. Who seek the heavenly things. Even the heavenly things. Say it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our Lord, we honor you this morning. Hiya ha tunatama. Hiya ha mama on yield. I yield my heart. I yield my heart, my soul, my vessel. Take it. Use it. May it be yours. Father, we come under you in brokenness, in humility, in this atmosphere of the Spirit to receive blessing. May see you, son, ye all, to speak, you, son, ye she, to speak blessing. Kings that will bless. Bless us, Lord. I ask, Lord, for my tongue to be as a pen of a ready writer. Break my heart. Make me humble before you. Bring a clothing of so much meekness. For these are terrains, not terrains of strength. No man can see or say things of this order. I ask, Lord, for so much help in brokenness this morning. Help us. Thank you for bringing us to this place to make these things plain, hidden things plain. Thank you for so much labor has been put forth in the Spirit. So much has been done for this blessing. We cherish this blessing. Thank you. Help us. Help our heart to connect with you. Help our spirit to connect with the depths of our soul. To bring forth life. Light to shine, cause grace to be shed. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We worship you. Thank you. Thank you. Mekana. Harmonia. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. She had a seer. Jesus has seen the matter. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord Jesus is with us this morning. Learn the anointing. Learn the anointing. Learn the anointed way. Learn the way of the Spirit. Learn, hone, inherit the Spirit. Inherit the anointed life. Inherit the way of the anointed. For in that way is safety. In that place is security. Here we bring the world of the anointing. We bring the way of the anointing. We bring the life of the anointing. Embrace the anointing. For things shall come to you from that realm. Things shall come to you from that order. Things of the anointed order, from the anointed one. Things from the anointed one will come to you, even to bring you into his anointing. See it, the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many kalosh, elfish the moss. Many kasiel, met fear, alpha, fear, fun, and son. Thank you, Father. I worship you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please pardon me if there's so much of moving into the Spirit. This message, this morning. To bring definition to these things. These things have been hid. They've been hid for a while. For a long time, they have been hid and buried. But fear matafasta to bring utterance. To bring in utterance. We come to give utterance. To speak of these things. Hidden things. Hidden things, said the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hashia al masalavata aihele. Ali see alamo see all bravi fiat fat me ali even as she fena fanny kenna am see ham see we're bringing this flow to you. We're bringing this flow to you that you might plunge in and be carried, that you might plunge in, that you may see to matia paliva for even no more see alfata for to come, for you to come into the flow. Bring you into the flow. We want to bring you into the flow. Come into the flow. Do not resist the flow. Flow. Even the flow of the Spirit. The Masiel Alfena Elmas Fomnes Elsana Tile Hatide. Is a high tide. A high tide. High tide. 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 Come. Hem Kail is a call. Call into the Spirit. Is a call into the Spirit. Is a Kali Hekal call. Is a call from the heights. To come in. Come into the heights. Come into the heights. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Praise the precious friend Sia Almasano. Femasia Spasana. Almasana El Fanana. Thank you, Father. I sense that this message has been uttered in tongues. In tongues. And the teaching, the interpretations will come by way of the teaching. Praise the Lord. Tesiha Matana. So if a tongue comes, don't worry. Just the interpretation I sense will be mostly in the teaching. Praise the Lord. This is a time of blessing. There's a time of inheritance. There are things which we must inherit. This is the Spirit is the time to cause men to inherit the life of the Spirit, to come to inherit the life, to come into inheriting the life and the way of the Spirit. To become spiritual naturally is by inheritance. To become spiritual naturally, to become naturally spiritual, to become naturally spiritual, to know spirit, to have spirit, to become spiritual is by inheritance. And this inheritance we bring. We bring the inheritance to way to inherit the Spirit, to inherit, that which you've cried for, which you've asked for, which you've longed for, which you've desired for, even now, cometh. Those things unto you, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you. So yes. So lift your heart. Avail your heart to be written upon, even to be ministered to, saith the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 1. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. Hebrews 1 verse 7, it says, And of the angels he said, Who maketh his angels spirit? Who maketh his angels spirits? And his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. For thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Praise the Lord. Say, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Praise God. Now, God, even thy God, has anointed thee. So, his God anointed him above his fellows. Praise God. So, here we see three anointed class of beings here. Praise God. We see the fellows who are anointed, because he is anointed above the fellows. The fellows are anointed. So we see the fellows who are anointed. Then we see he who is anointed above the fellows. He is also anointed. Then you see he who anoints him above the fellows. So God, even thy God, for him to anoint, he has an anointing. Praise the Lord. So this God is the most anointed. He's talking about the flow. Praise God. There's a flow of anointing from God that flows into the Son. Praise the Lord. And then flows into the fellows. So there's a flow, praise God, of the anointing. The anointing is a carrier of substances. Amen.
Amen.
So, the anointing, praise the Lord. Anointing is a carrier of what? Substances. Is a fluid carrier. Amen. That is that which carries things out of God. Is what carries his the divine substance. Out of him, it flows. Praise God. So there's a flow from God down to Israel. Let's go to this place. Praise God. Let's see in the book of Psalm, because this Hebrews chapter 1 was quoting somewhere. Praise God. Hebrews 1 was quoted. Let's go to Psalm 45. Psalm 45. Amen. Psalm 45. Thank you. Praise God. Are you there? If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 45 verse 1, it says, my heart is inditing a good matter. See that word good there. Praise God. That word good there speaks of things of, the Bible says, every good and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or what? Shadow of turning. That word Father of lights means the Father of illuminations. I mean, anything that illuminates comes, flows from him. Praise God. And those things that flow are good things. You know, there's good and perfect. Perfect is good that has been perfected. So perfect is also good. Do you understand? So in the nature, when you say this is a perfect thing, what is inside, what is inside that thing is goodness. So when it comes to God, what God is actually full of is goodness. His goodness is just, we say the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So that is one thing about good. Nothing outside God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Nothing what? Outside God. When the Bible says every good, so, and perfect, means every good and perfect cometh down. So it means that if it doesn't come from this source, it's not good. Because every good and perfect gift cometh down. Now, here the psalmist is saying that my heart is inditing. That word inditing means my heart is overflowing with a good matter. Or my heart is carrying something. There's something, there's a movement within my heart, amen, and the content of what my heart is pondering upon is a good matter, amen. Is a good matter, is things concerning goodness. Praise the Lord. And it says, I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. So you're saying that his tongue, you know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if his heart is indicting a good matter, and then he now says, because of that, there are things which I have made within my heart concerning the king. So these are ponderings within my heart. Therefore, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So I mean, what the things I'm about to say, they are concerning what is the matter within my heart. Praise the Lord. It's concerning what? The matter within what? My heart. So my tongue is ready to utter. So you now see from verse 2, down is the good matter. Praise the Lord. From verse 2 down is what? Is the good matter. So it's what his tongue, what I'm going to say next is coming out of a good matter which my heart is indicting. And this good matter are things touching the king. Means there are things that pertain to the king which I want to say. Praise God. Now verse 2, what did he say? He said, Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips, thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Amen? Amen. Thou art what? Fairer. And then, grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Verse 3, guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty. with thy glory and thy majesty. In thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and what? Righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. That word terrible means wonderful things. Things that cause wonder. That word terrible means terror. But the terror is a wonder. Praise God. Verse 5, thine arrows are sharp in the heart of thy king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Verse 6, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter, or a righteousness. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know that word, righteousness, means that which is right. Praise God. Messiah kan shalamata. Fanasia to Masia, Matia ha to know. Fanamatise, Sihata, Salaha di Kamanaria, Maisha atavasia albrahona, to reveal what is right. We will reveal what is right. What is right even to you. Praise the Lord. So in Hebrews, it says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom, right? In Hebrews, it says, the scepter of what? Righteousness. In verse 6 of Psalm 45, it says that the scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. So righteousness, a scepter of righteousness is a right scepter. The word right actually means true scepter. Praise God. So it's a scepter of truth. Verse 7 says, thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. You see that? Then verse 8, as a result of that anointing, which they have anointed thee with, it says, all thy garments smell of myrrh. Praise God. All thy garments, let's read our Bibles, please. All are thy garments smell of what? Myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory places whereby they have what? Made thee glad. Praise the Lord. I'll read that again. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory places whereby they have made thee glad. Now, in Hebrews 1 said, that thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Praise God. So, and then if you go back to that Psalm 45, let's compare verse 7 and verse 8. In Psalm 45, verse 7 and verse 8, praise the Lord. There are things about the anointing that the Lord wants us to see. Praise God. And those things are blessing. So if our heart can connect this blessing today, we'll be blessed. Praise God. So it says, thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God thy God has anointed with the oil of gladness. So it's oil of gladness, right? It's oil of gladness. Verse 8 says, thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. And out of the ivory places whereby they have made thee glad. So, it's clear that what makes glad is not just the oil. It's things in the oil. Right? It's called oil of gladness. Then verse 8 says, these things your... Because when they pour the oil on him, they said these things have... Thy garments smell of myrrh, aloes, cassia. And out of the ivory places, wherefore they have what? They have made thee glad. So that oil poured upon him, and that his garments became soaked. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His garment became soaked with them. And the things that are in the oil, they have a fragrance. They have an aroma. And those things bring about what you call gladness. Praise God. So it's called gladness. So the things of good things make glad. Praise God. Good things make what? Make glad. If you've not touched good things, you can't access gladness. And you can't access good without the compound wherein things of gladness are what they are kept. Praise the Lord. And so these things of goodness are poured out of God. There's a way it comes out of Him. Praise God. And then it comes and then it flows. Let's see. Praise God. Let's see the book of Psalm. Let's see Psalm 103. Sorry, let's see Psalm 133 instead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 133. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So is it very clear that no one can access goodness without the anointing? It's very clear. Without no one, when you say taste and see that the Lord is good, you can't taste God. Anyone who you can hear stories about God, if you've not tasted the anointing, you've not tasted God. If you've not tasted the anointing, if the sweet anointing hasn't dropped in your soul, you haven't smelled the fragrance of the anointing, you can't tell the goodness of the Lord. You wonder why David knew so much, sang so much about goodness of the Lord. Mercies. He had tales to tell about the Lord. Why? Because he had come to experience things concerning the anointed nature of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's see Psalm 133. This song, this psalm, is a psalm of David. Amen. Amen. David here is also it's a song. This psalm is actually a song. Psalm 133. David here is singing concerning that anointed company. Is singing concerning people who have been brought into goodness, and is singing concerning the flow of goodness and blessing. Praise God. So you see what he says. He said, behold, how good. Amen. Praise the Lord. How what good and pleasant. Those two things are tied together. You can't, something that is not, what does it mean to be pleasant? To be pleasant means it pleases. It's sweet to the soul. For it's not bitter, it's not detestful. It is pleasant, it pleases. So it takes something good to please. Right?
Yeah.
It takes something what? Good to please. This pleasant is like the pleasantness here. It's like the sense you get from an aroma when something smells good. It smells pleasing. Praise God. So what makes it pleasing is because there are good substances. Praise God. There are things that are good there. And goodness, when goodness is carried by oil, it results in what? A pleasant aroma. Praise God. So David is singing of the ambience of the arena of blessing. He's talking of an ambience of this place of blessing in the spirit. When a soul moves into this place in the spirit, there's something the soul begins to perceive. This dimension, although it was speaking in the Old Testament, but this thing speaks of reality in the spirit or in the soul. These are things that they want to bring the soul into. There's a place where the soul begins to perceive the goodness of the Lord. There's a place, if the soul hasn't journeyed to this place, the soul can't know God's goodness. You can know Him theoretically, but in an experiential manner, the soul will not enter a place of tangibility, of experience with God. Praise God. So he's saying here, he said, how good and how pleasant it is. For who? Brethren. Now it's very clear, we've been learning about this brethren thing. Right? That these brethren are not just people who are born again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who are these brethren? Brethren are people who have journeyed and become born. Because to be brethren, you must have been born of him. Right? That's what makes them brotherhood. Their birth. That's how you become a brother. You get born into brotherhood. All right? So when he says, it's my brother, it means we're born from the same place. So brethren, praise God.
Amen.
We saw it that there are those who have journeyed in the path of faith until the faith has given birth to them and they become brethren of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And those brethren, when you are born, you're born into a world of charity. That world of charity are people who are learning the course of love. Who are learning the course. Charity, people who are in charity, brethren are people who are learning to fall perfectly in love. They are learning the perfection of love. Praise the Lord. So what he's saying here is that in that place, if you can, it is a place where the brethren dwell together. Now, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, this is not just brethren dwelling. They've dwelt together in unity. Now, can you tell me what is this point of unity? There's a point in brotherhood where unity hasn't been achieved yet. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry for those of us who are for the first time, or maybe who might not have followed deeply our teachings. Just open your heart. Okay, there's a spiritual blessing, and the Lord will help all of us to see it. Praise God. But it's very clear that in brotherhood, there's a beginning of brotherhood. That's the initial birth. And then there's a journey in brotherhood, which the Father teaches. Praise the Lord. What the Father is teaching those brethren is to bring them to unity. Unity is charity, the end of charity. Praise the Lord. It says, above all, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Praise the Lord. I read that.
Yes.
Put on charity, the bond of perfection. What is that word, bond of perfection? Charity is what integrates and makes one. The cause of charity, the world of charity, that's the world of God's kind of love. There's a school in charity. The point of that school is to bring to unity of the faith, to bring to unity, to oneness in the spirit. Because what the Father will receive is one thing. And when brethren are born, they've not attained that unity yet. Unity is unity of nature. Inside each one of them, there's an alignment of their will and appetite and longings and cravings and their desires, their vision, their purpose, their pursuits. All of their being has become one. That's the essence of the learning of charity. Praise the Lord. So brethren have a journey. What's the end of the journey of brethren is to arrive at unity. Praise God. It's what? To arrive at what? At unity. That to achieve this unity is actually what the grace of Christ. No, grace is power, it's energy. That the energy to drive man to unity in God is not found in man. Man doesn't have that ability to forsake his nature, put down his own, put down his will, put down his own things, and arrive at oneness. Man has to come in contact with a grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That grace, amen, is actually is a measure of grace in Christ. That's what Ephesians chapter 1, let's just quickly read Ephesians 4, sorry. Praise the Lord. Mashiach Samada Kaldaba Sibrehebe. El Masahadi Kalisha Maligestene Emorahaboste. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Hamashiach. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4. I'll read from verse 1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring. That word endeavor means you are striving. Praise the Lord. Or striving, or you are attempting to endeavor. Means this is what you are striving to. This is what you are journeying to. Praise God. Amen. What are you striving and journeying to? To keep the unity of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Is to keep the, there's something called unity of the Spirit. That unity is there. Praise God. When you move into the arena where the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, where they fellowship with, there's a unity in that dimension. There's a place in the Spirit. And the closer you journey, when you're journeying there, is alignment. The more you align, aligning means you take away variance from their way. Anything that varies from their way, anything that varies from their life, from their will, is taken away. The more you do that, you are pressing into a place, is a place of unity. That is the only place you can find perfect unity is in God. Praise God. That's why their unity is a mystery. They call it Trinity. It's a mysterious unity. Nobody can explain it. How can there be three different beings, but they are one? That oneness is unity. Praise the Lord. That's their unity. Amen. So, although nobody can be, maybe they will not add you there, they will not be four. Nobody can enter that one. Praise God. I've taken time to explain before why. I don't, maybe it wasn't a general meeting with some guys. I was explaining some things. Why nobody can ever enter that place. But you can share of that unity. You can come into that unity, but without being, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, you will be there. You will be there in Christ. You won't be there as a different person. You will be there in Christ. Praise the Lord. You see that? So they actually want to bring you into that unity. That's the end of your faith. Praise God. Amen. So he's saying here that endeavoring to, so you see what they call the unity of the Spirit. Endeavoring to keep it in the bond of peace. Praise God. Unity of the Spirit in the what? In the bond. There's something called bond of peace. Peace. Bond of peace. But bond of peace is, to arrive at that unity means you have made peace. Praise God. There's a bond. If you don't have this bond of peace, there's no satisfaction that you've attained that unity. This bond of peace is obtained at the door. It's that veil, that mighty veil that blocks people from entering into the presence behind the veil. Is a place of, there's a bond of peace there. That those who will cross here must have made peace. Praise the Lord. So what is that peace? To make peace means that they must have attained unity. If they've not attained unity, they are going to spoil some things inside. So you can't come. So the unity of the Spirit is in the bond of peace. Praise God. So now he goes on to say, there is one body, one Spirit. You are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise the Lord. Then you now see verse 7, but to every one of us is given grace. Now, every one of us giving grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Praise God. Then I began to speak of how that grace should flow unto us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So he now spoke about how the grace should come. It says he ascended on high. He gave gifts to men. He now showed about the administration of the gifts in the fivefold ministry. The apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors. Praise the Lord. Then verse 12, he says the reason why he gave these measures. You know, when they say fivefold are distributions of grace. Or they are channels through which grace should come. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because those who should attain unity can only get there by grace. And he, that grace is the is an ascension grace, or is a, it will take ascension gifts to access those that grace that can push men into unity. Praise the Lord. So you see here that in verse 12, it now says, "For after I listed the gifts, the gifts, amen, of Christ, then it now says, for the perfecting of the saints, praise the Lord, for the work of the ministry." So you see that word perfecting of the saints, amen, is to bring men to the end of charity. This is when this work has been done, fivefold has not fulfilled its ministry if men haven't been brought to unity of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see that? Because that is where perfection, because it says, put on charity, the bond of perfectness, or the bond of perfection. Praise God. So for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, then for the edifying of the body of Christ, verse 13, till we all come in what? Unity of the faith. Praise the Lord. Are you seeing that? So that's the end. It's unity. Unity of the faith is the same thing as unity of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because in verse 4, it says there's one Spirit. Verse 5, it says one faith. So the one Spirit, one faith. Unity of the faith is unity of the Spirit. Are you seeing that? Are we getting something this morning? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. So there is a grace that should push us to that place. So you now see why in that place where we're reading, why it would say grace is poured into thy lips. Let's go back to that Psalm 45, just to pick that verse. Praise God. Psalm 45. We'll go back to Psalm 133. But let's see Psalm 45. It says, my heart is indicting a good matter. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I speak of things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of the ready writer. Verse 2, thou art fairer than the children of men. It's very clear that what makes him fair are things on him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. They've made him fair. There's something about him that makes him fair. Praise God. Amen. And then that word fair means attractive. You are more attractive than the children of men. Then it now says, grace is poured into thy lips. Amen. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. So, blessing, grace, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Now, when you speak of blessing, what does it mean to bless? What does it mean to bless? Praise God. To bless means to give good. Right? That's blessing. Just take good. Give. If you can give good to someone, you've blessed them. So anyone who, when you receive good, you are receiving blessing. So any place where good is given is a place of blessing. So in order, and you can't give good without grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can't give good without grace. The reason for the grace, as we saw in Ephesians 4, is to push goodness to men. That's why he ascended on high and gave gifts to men. And in the verses before, he said, every man has given a grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. So according to the measure of that gift in operation towards you, grace is coming to you. Praise the Lord. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that? So the essence of ministry is to give goodness. It's not to give things. This house, as long as this house is nice, this house is not good. In the standard, according to divine standard. Because this house did not come from above. It did not come from the Father of lights. You ask me, but God created everything. I agree. But when you read the Bible, that's why there is different degrees of things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if God makes something with his hand, he will make it well. And then it's like he made creation in the beginning. When he made this one, he checked and it was good. He checked this one. It was good. It was good. When he made man, he said it was very good. Praise God. Now, but you see, that working of hands, a good man can make something well. See, that thing he made well is good. That goodness is in terms of the work of his hand. But there's a goodness that this thing is speaking of here. It is this language of Hebrews 1. It's a Psalm 45. They are speaking of good that is in him. Praise God. They are speaking of what? Good that is what? Inside of him. There are things in him. That word Father. Say Father.
Father.
Father. Father. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. When a man gets married and he wants a child, does he go and design a child with his hand? Go and buy some clay, buy some stuff. Praise God. Buy some clay or whatever material. Clay is too low. Let's go to look for gold. And then chisel. No matter how nice the gold is, or no matter, take the most beautiful precious material on the earth. Take a diamond, carve a child out of a diamond, and it's shining, and put it here. That child is not good. It's good. Wait, wow, wonderful work. People will see, wow, what a beautiful thing. You can sell it for a huge amount of money. And it's good because you did a very good work. But that the man, after looking at the diamond, after a while he gets tired, he will go home and sleep, and it's sad. Why is it sad? He hasn't brought forth. What he wants is a child. Do you understand? A child. Now, how will a child come? They have to come forth from within him. Something has to, the child has to come out of him. He can't make it with his hand. A child or a son, or anything that bears the genes of a man, or please this way, you can't impart your genetics with your hands. Praise the Lord. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's nothing God will make with his hands that will have his genetics. It's not possible. If God wants to bring forth something that has his genes, he has to give birth. That's the principle. So when he made everything, he said, the heavens and the earth is my footstool. The heaven is my throne. He said, have I my hand not made all these things? Praise the Lord. But now I say, well, where is the house that you build onto? Where is the place of my rest? That word rest means satisfaction. It means that those things he made with his hand, they don't give him the pleasure he wants. So, see, there is a good of the hand, and there is a good of within. Praise the Lord. So, what the things, this anointing we are speaking of, because this anointing, I'm not speaking of hand stuff, because these are talking of speaking of things concerning sonship. When you read Hebrews 1, he was talking of the sonship when the Father has finished producing perfection in his Son. Things he said to that, to his Son. Praise the Lord. He's speaking of brotherhood. And that word brother, you can't create brotherhood with your hand. It's a work of birth and then development. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you seeing that? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So say there are good things in God. I want you to know that. They are not good. When you say taste and see the Lord is good, you think of all the things he will give you. You can have everything, all the good things of this world. I say, oh, my Baba is good. Oh, I have a good God. God is good. All the time. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you give a wonderful testimony concerning things, but you've not really tasted God. You've not tasted. He can give you the whole world, in this whole earth, and all the planets and galaxies put together. These are the greatest works of his hands, but he can even give you angels. Take angels. Send angels. Take this one. Take that one. Take. He can even move out of heaven and give you all the heaven. And take. And when you have it, you've still not tasted of the goodness of God. If you've not tasted substances from within him. Praise the Lord. There are things inside him. That man who made everything. There are some things in him. those things. He said that there's a way man can taste them. Praise the Lord. They have to be brought forth. Amen.
Amen.
They have to be what? The bringing forth of things out of him is what you call true blessing. Any man who hasn't tasted things within God, or things within God are also things of his face, they are things of his what? Countenance. Praise God.
Amen.
You see in Numbers chapter 6, when the Lord was giving command to, he told Moses, say, Moses, say unto Aaron and unto his sons, he says, in this wise, or in this way, shall you bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious. You see that? Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then lift up his countenance. When you say face, countenance, there is not hand, it's within stuff. It's how do you take from what is within? Now I want to ask you a question. When you are looking at God's face, what do you think will be happening to you? Or what do you think you will be seeing? Do you think you will see a house, car, your degree, your career, your husband, your wife? Do you think you see those things in his face? No, just ask me for, do you think that's what you will see? Now I want to ask you a question. What do you think you will see there when you look at God's face? What is inside his face? Praise the Lord. What? What is inside that place? Imagine you look at God and God just smiles at you. What do you think the feeling would be like? What? Huh? Amen. You know, there are some people, even they have a gift in terms of, they have a gift of a beautiful countenance. If you are sad, they just need to come to you and say, hey, brother, how are you? Just that smile. Hey, brother, how are you doing? Something, you don't know what it is. They didn't give you money. They didn't give you money. They didn't buy something for you. They didn't give you food. They didn't eat. They just say, hey, brother, how are you doing? Just that smile. Sometimes you will feel fed and you'll be happy. What is, means that the face can transmit something. The face is a transmitter of grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The face is what? A transmitter of grace. Face brings countenance. Now, countenance of a man. Say countenance.
Countenance.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Countenance means what is contained within. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The countenance means that hidden thing inside you. That what is hidden in you is your countenance. So, what God told to Moses to tell Israel, he said, hey, this is Israel's blessing. This is a blessing. Anyone called Israel, praise God. Amen. And if the natural Israel had, they were blessed after. When it says, in this wise, that Numbers chapter 6, praise the Lord. You read it there. He said, in this wise, or in this way, after this manner, he was teaching them the way Israel gets blessing. The way the nations of the earth are blessed is not the way Israel is blessed. Or it's not the true blessing of Israel. As Israel has its blessing. It's a special blessing. And anyone who is not Israel cannot receive that blessing. That blessing is a portion for Israel. So anything called Israel, Israel means the people of God. So if such a manner, say in this way, will you bless them? When it comes to the spiritual Israel, the same order follows. In fact, the natural Israel, that order was laid in the natural for the sake of the spiritual, because the real Israel is in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So what he's saying, that in this way will you bless the children of Israel, right? Said, saying unto them. He was saying. So that was saying means there's it's true sayings. That's why when he wanted to bless them, he ascended on high and then gives gifts to men. Who are those men? Men who can say. Those men are sayers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you see that? God wants to bless the church. What is the gift of Christ to the church? Men who can speak to them. Because that's the order of blessed Israel. If Israel wants to be blessed, Israel must be spoken to. Amen.
Amen.
That's just the way. Praise the Lord. Israel must be what? Spoken to. So in this wise shall you bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious. That word causing, you are saying unto them, cause his face, means that by saying you can bring face. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Through saying, do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that when I say look at the face of God, do you know by saying utterance, that's how they will bring God's face to men. Yes. Yes. That unless you are not Israel, if you are Israel, there's no other way that you will come to blessing. This is the way that God spoke. Moses was the most high priest of Israel. Say, Moses, tell Aaron, the high priest, and his sons, the priest. This is the way. Who are those people? Those are people who are charged with Israel's relationship with God. So in other words, they are the one who they keep the way, they keep the pattern and the order. So the Lord told him, tell them, this is how Israel will be blessed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless them, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. See that face shining. The shining of his face is actually the giving of goodness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Remember, it says that every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of light, Father of shining. Praise the Lord. He's the Father of illumination. That's how he gives good. Anybody who hasn't received the light from him hasn't received his goodness. So the way his good and perfect gift comes is by shining. So he will cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, then lift up his countenance over you. And what will he do? And give you peace. Praise the Lord. Read that place. Right?
Yeah.
Do you see that? And give you what? Peace. And then shall you put my name upon them, and I will bless them. That's Numbers chapter 6. Are you seeing it there? I think from verse 23 or 22. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Are you seeing that? So we're just telling process of blessing. So from saying, the sayers, who are those fivefold ministry, are men who Jesus has raised to speak to the church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has what? Raised them to speak. They are channels of blessing. You now see, he said that when they have brought my countenance to them and then give them peace. Remember? So that peace is the bond of peace. So you achieve the unity of the spirit. So it will take seeing countenance to journey into peace. Peace means your nature has made peace with him. Then in that place, you now put my name on them. Are you seeing the picture? And then I will bless them. Are you seeing that? There's degree of blessing. There's that. In this way shall you bless. In this way shall you bless. There is a ministry of Christ to bless. But the ministry of Christ to bless is to raise them to a place of acceptability where God can bless. That the last one is that, and I will bless them. Then I will put my name on them, and I will bless them. Is a flow. That's how God said unto him, I've anointed thee above your fellows. is a flow. Are you seeing that something? Flow. When you are learning Christ small, you are tasting little light. You know that you can trace that thing to somewhere. There's a place where that thing is coming from. You see, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. You know that Father of light is not just the Father or the Lord Almighty. It's God Himself. It's not just Father of sons. They say Father of lights. So Father of light is God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Say cometh down.
Cometh down.
If it's cometh down, it means it's flowing. It's flowing. Amen. It's flowing. What is carrying it down? It's the anointing. It's the anointing. Praise the Lord. Let's go to this Psalm 133. Mashiach Senihata. Alpha Namondre. Miel Disia. Alma Samatam Sasia. Tamahatamata teach you to make you master the way of blessing. To show you how to be blessed. Tamahalata. Tolisata. Amasia. It is our goal to surround you with blessing. To make you surrounded with blessing. To bless you and bless you and bless you until you become a blessing, said the Lord. Thank you. Yes, even a hispenata, even in the spirit. Even in the spirit you shall be blessed. Even in the spirit you shall be blessed. Hear that heart, I'm find the spirit. Find the spirit. Live in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Stay. Remain. Abide in the spirit. For in the spirit you find the anointing. And there the anointing blesses. You shall be blessed, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So he says, behold, Psalm 133, it says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For brethren to dwell together in unity. So we've described that. Dwelling together. Means they've journeyed to a place. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then verse 2 says, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. Aaron was the priest. That went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mounts of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. Let's also use our spiritual eyes to see the picture. You know, this is a prophetic, a highly spiritual prophet who was just singing a song. He's singing a picture which he sees. Praise God. The people who this song pertained to in David's time had not appeared. He was speaking of a future generation in the spirit who will come into blessing, who will come into this place. So you see he's talking about priesthood, Aaron, his head, beard, and now begins to speak of a mountain of Zion. He's switching between both, but it's the same picture. You now see throughout the scripture, what they are showing you is they are showing you the flow of blessing from head down. Praise God. First of all, is a precious, say precious.
Precious.
Precious ointment is anointing. You see that? Precious. So he's saying that in this, he said in that place there's goodness and pleasantness. See how good and pleasant it is there. When this kind of setting, when you see this kind of setting, there is goodness and pleasantness. What's the setting? It's where the high priest is seeing the flow of oil from the head of the high priest down to his beard. You know, there is he who anointed the high priest. He who anointed the high priest is God. Praise God. You know that? Because in that Psalm 45, it was showed how God anointed him with the oil of gladness above his fellows. Those fellows are brethren. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, and it shows after he said they anointed him, in verse 7 of Psalm 45, praise the Lord, it says, "Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." Verse 7. Then verse 8, he now began to speak of his garment. Are you seeing that? So that would tell that the oil, you pour on the head. Right? He poured on the head, but that thing, it poured so much, it flowed down into his garment. So this picture of Psalm 45 is the same kind of picture you see in Psalm 133. Right? So he says, "Thy garment smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory places where they have made thee glad." Praise the Lord. Well, to make glad means they please. So that's why it's good and pleasant. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's go back to Psalm 133. It says, "It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment." You see that? And verse 7 now speaks of the mountain. It says, so verse 3, it says, "And the dew of Hermon." So it says that anointing now transforms like dew. It's like dew as well. So you see that flow upon Aaron. When you move into geography, it's like dew that's falling on a mountain. Praise God. And see, that mountain is Zion. For there in Zion the Lord commanded the blessing. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that dew of Hermon, and the dew that ascended up, descended. What does it mean to descend? It's a flow. It's a flow. Now, Zion, who stands on Zion? Who stands on Zion? Praise God. Like from Revelation chapter 14, it's very clear. The Lamb and who? And his brethren. Praise God. The Lamb and who? And his brethren. The Lamb is their high priest. You know, the Lamb is a priestly animal. When a high priest is offering a lamb, it's almost like he's offering himself. Right? It's a high priest. So, praise God. Praise God. So, that lamb on the mountain is the high priest. He's with his brethren. Now, he is more anointed than they. In fact, his anointing flows to them. Amen. So, Zion is a congregation for blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Are you seeing that? Anybody who is an inhabitant of Zion, look, you are the inhabitant of Zion they are people of blessing. Zion is not like every other place. He said the Lord loves the gates of Zion than the dwelling places of Jacob. You know, dwelling places of Jacob are many. It's not Zion. Zion is a special place where those who are journeying toward blessing arrive at. So you call Jacob to Zion. Praise the Lord. And everyone coming to Zion is coming to learn a different way. You can't live in Zion the way they live in the dwellings of Jacob. Because those in Zion, they live by anointing. They are actually in a mountain, praise the Lord, of blessing. So people in Zion, inhabitants of Zion, are those who are learning the Spirit. Do you get that? Because Zion are mountains. Mountains is for climbers. The climbing is spirituality. When you are climbing, you are coming out of the ground, of the earth. Don't become earthy. Zion is what is designed to redeem men from the earth. That's why you see in Revelation chapter 14, when it says, "Who are they?" These are they which were redeemed from the earth. You can't redeem from the earth if you can't measure height in the Spirit. The way you are You journey from being earthly is by measuring what? Height in the spirit. How do you measure height? It's by coming into anointed substances. Nobody can escape flesh without anointing. No? To escape flesh. When I say flesh, I mean the bondage, the way of flesh, the natural, fleshy, carnal life. Cannot, for being a carnal man, you can't say, I will be spiritual. No, you can't just decide to be spiritual. You can't decide. It's not possible. Many men have decided to be spiritual. They died carnal. Praise God. They died, what?
Carnal.
And in all their trying, they now develop religion and give religion to men. But they could never attain spirituality. Because no man can attain that thing without anointing. It is the purpose of the anointing is to elevate you. They want to raise you up. To make kamisha katamatia makati etamak. Make matika to take you up. Make to take a man higher. To take you up. Take you. Tomata al shamasia tamata. To me al fihata. Isbihat reheni kalime. Eldemema asia almene. Fala almas. Come up, said the Lord. 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 Come up. Embrace the path that will take you upwards. Embrace the way that will take you upwards. The way to the height is the anointed way. Is the way of the anointing. As you live the anointed life, you will begin to measure distance from the earth. As you live the anointed life, as you embrace the way of the Spirit, as you embrace the way of the anointing, you begin to find pathways in Zion, ways of ascension. He who ascended on high and gave gifts unto men, he gave gifts so that men can be caused to ascend also. Ascend out of flesh, out of carnality, ascend out of death, ascend out of the grave, move into the spirit, embrace the way of the Spirit. The way of the Spirit is the way of the anointing, said the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amashia Sprenheta, Amanekanata, Hemasakatalika Shamada Hera, Ebavana. Thank you, Father. Praise God. The Lord is saying, I want to change the fragrance of your life. I want to move you from your present environment and move you into a different place. I want to move you into the Spirit to begin to live in the Spirit, because you are born for the Spirit. You are born to live a spiritual life. You are born to live in the anointing. Yes, you are born to live in the anointing. Do not let any man seduce you. Don't let anyone tell you that the way of death is the right way to live. No, it's not. It might be the fashionable way to men, but that is not your way. Your way is a different way. Your way is the way of the Spirit. Do not be apologetic for the life of the Spirit. Do not apologize for the life of the Spirit. Do not apologize for the way of the anointing. No, 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 no. You are Israel. Israel. You are Israel. You are Israel. Your way is different. You are Israel. Your life is different. You are Israel. Your path of blessing is a different path from the world. Ha! Embrace the way of the Spirit. Oh, embrace the life of the Spirit. Embrace the Spirit. Learn the Spirit. Give yourself to the Spirit. Sow yourself into the Spirit. Do not sow to the flesh. If you sow to the flesh, you will die. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will of the Spirit reap eternal life. See the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you. I want to make a spiritual people. I'm doing honey cajon even in the last days, even in the last times. In the last days, I will make a spiritual people. I will make a spiritual army. They are an army of the spirit. An army of the spirit. An army of the spirit who will undo the works of darkness. Who will undo dark things. Who will unseat princes. Unseat principalities. Unseat rebel holders of authority in the height. Because they too shall learn the way of the wind. They shall learn the way. They shall learn to do battle in the heights. They shall learn to do battle, to take a height advantage in darkness, to break the powers of darkness by virtue of learning the way of the anointing. For he who opposes you is also an anointed one. He who opposes you has his own way. You must come above him. You can only rise above him by the wings of the Spirit. As you feed on spiritual things, you begin to develop wings to fly. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk, they shall not be weary. They will run and they will not faint. Yeah, they will mount up with wings as eagles, saith the Lord. Wings of eagles are wings of strength. So much strength to break winds. Contrary winds, because there are winds in this world, saith the Lord. There are winds in your world. There are winds in this world. You need strength, wings of strength, to break contrary winds. To break contrary winds. Winds that are in opposition to your ascension. As you feed on strength, as you feed on the Spirit, as you feed on good things, as you feed on anointed things, you will gain strength in the Spirit. Say the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm the Lord that blessed thee. I'm he that blesses you. I'm he that blesses you. I'm the even your blessing. The blessed one. The blessed one. The blessed one. The blessed one. I'm blessed. I, the Lord Jesus, I'm blessed by the blessed. I'm blessed by the blessed. I am blessed by the only potentate. Even to bless. Even my blessing is my light by which I show him. As I show him, I bless you. As I show him, I bless you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Say the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Mashahedi. Oh, Rimesika. Caprash December LG Almasa Tanagali Hela Mohota Emosote Crease Gemene Alma Hila Hahe Sivana Am Sahane. Oh, thank you, Father. We worship your name. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. Praise God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hamanita Mesetona Makrehetishe Shekakale Hekekeme Hekamama Kukotikekena Kalima Sasakai getekekalime semimene betepe Hemama Sasapaso Masasa Masa. There are some who think that the days of the Spirit are over. No. No. So there are those who think the days of the supernatural are done away with. No. You couldn't be farther from the truth. That is far from the truth. No. You have not seen those days yet. You haven't seen those days yet. Those days haven't come yet. Because those are the last days according to the prophecy of Joel. Remember what he said? That in the last times he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And even sons and daughters shall prophesy. The young men will see visions in those days. Old men will dream dreams. Those visions are sighting of things beyond the natural. Things beyond the present. Things of good things to come shall be seen by many. By virtue of the pouring out of the Spirit. The Spirit shall be poured out. The Spirit shall be poured out. The Spirit poured out is anointing. When I say I will pour out my Spirit, I say, I will bring my anointing. I will bring forth my anointing. The days of the anointing. Yeah, you've had the Spirit in measure, in little measures. You have not yet had the pouring out. You've not yet had the pouring out. For in the last days, you will have the pouring out. The pouring out. The pouring out. The pouring out of my Spirit. Those days come. Prepare. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Hasten into the Spirit. Oh, the flesh is no place to be. The flesh is no place to be in this day. Hasten. Race into the Spirit. Race into the Spirit. Race into the Spirit. Do not linger. Do not linger. Do not linger. Move into the Spirit. Siat. Sahita. Sahatira. Hepreshima mata. Himenesi. Almataya. Kalasi. Fene. Feminine. Fali. Mikama. Kistis. Pistis. Feminine. Thank you. Oh, she. Homatochishina. Manakala. Preftes. Fene. Menetona. Menetona. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless your name. We worship you. We worship you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. I sense in my heart, thank you. There's still so much in the Spirit. In this, we've not started. I just saw we cry. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amashaya. Fresh Jesus. I think we've gone enough for today, but the Lord is saying that they want to reintroduce the way of blessing to the church. That Satan has fought that way. Satan, the enemy, he knows the things that matter. So he has fought the way. He has recultured the people of God to be different. He has taught them to be cerebral and heady. He has taught giving them a different wisdom. He has seduced them out of the Spirit. Because he knows that in the Spirit is where their blessing is kept. The Lord is saying that. That the way of blessing, the enemy has done so much for a while to shut that door to the saint. That what door did he shut? He shut that door of the anointed way. That door of the way. Spiritual, he's trying to make spirituality unfashionable. He's trying to make it, take it out, to make it abnormal to Christians to be spiritual. And it's a work of evil. It's a work of darkness. The Lord is saying that this is what we are, one of the works of the end time. This is the beginning of the end time work, is we're going to reintroduce the life of the Spirit and introduce the, because the way of the Spirit is the way of blessing. Yes. Because all the blessings of the church are hidden in the Spirit. Anyone who doesn't walk in the Spirit will not find blessing. Yes. Because every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of Light. Father of Light is a giver of illumination. The Lord is admonishing us to embrace the Spirit. He wants us to embrace the Spirit. Don't go the way of the world. Do not allow yourself to be cultured by the world. When you dwell in the world, you start feeling like spiritual things are weird or abnormal or unnatural. It becomes strange to you. But do not let the supernatural be strange to you, because that is your world. It's just a liar who has lied to you and told you that a different way is better. The world is wretched and bankrupt. The world is full of evil and calamity and problems without solutions. The world has nothing to offer you. The world has nothing. All the world is just a facade. It's just a lie. It's a great giant lie. So don't settle in the world's way. Do not be fashioned according to this world. Do not be fashioned. Do not be a world man or a world woman. Do not go their way. Reject their way. Violently refuse their way. Learn your way. For indeed, here in Zion, there is a culture in Zion you will never find outside of Zion. So men who want that culture must journey to this place in the Spirit. This is a call in the Spirit, saith the Lord. Do not depart from the Spirit. Do not depart from the Spirit. Do not despise the Spirit. Do not look down on spiritual things. Rather, embrace them. Celebrate them. Desire them. Long for them. Press into them. For in them you will find inheritance. The Lord said, I have many things more to say concerning this. Because a great door of utterance has been opened. A door to utter them has been opened to you. Yeah, yield your heart in this time. Do not miss out. For in every utterance, there shall be blessing.
Amen.
There will not just be words being said,
Amen.
But there shall be impartation of spirit and life, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Eri kase, eri mestenene, enri menegete, eri menegete, eri menegete, eri menegete, eri menegete, eri menegete, eri menegete, menegete, brete, di menege menemete, e mama tama tama tama, ameseme teme teme deste, ari kataka yene, oh man, eli meseme, ali meshade, oh, thank you, Father. Let's just begin to thank God tonight. Let's minister unto the Lord. Alia veneta fana masis beneste se ani gena sima nega da mosto sima nega mosto se e masis bana masas bana masigre andre geste me ele ele me halita kalisia masimo she masis e mege kalia ti vene almene me sima nega 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 amano se me ne 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 oh mona the minister unto the Lord. Mashiah le kamo, oh Mahayane, Abraham benesia, Arios kesebrehera mahateketi se, Christianta se benegera mazera hara mara mosevera masive ne menevera mahile vedesh, oh ma 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 me
We grow within trees, riding on the wing of your spirit. We'll grow.
Willing, oh, we are willing
to follow the path you set for us. Lord, we love your name. We love your name. We are ready to be identified with your name. Lord, we love your name. We love your name. We are ready to answer your name. Thank you. We are ready to answer your name. Thank you, Moshi. Thank you, Father. Move us. Move us. Move us, Father. Move us, Father. Move us. Move us into the Spirit. Teach us the way of the Spirit. Teach us the way of the Spirit. Help us to learn the way of the Spirit. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, teach us. Thank you, O Messiah. Breathe upon me, bread of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As I live my surrender to your name. As walking in the Spirit, as we're dwelling in your law. Oh, Jesus, I adore. Oh, Jesus, I adore. Oh, Jesus, I adore. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, oh, all of me. Spirit, oh, Spirit, oh. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our Lord and Father, we worship you. We bless you this morning for so much mercy. Things we do not deserve. Kindness, goodness. We just worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for bringing such an atmosphere, a cloud of blessing to rest over us this morning. Thank you for those doors, gates, which you've opened in the Spirit, pathways for our feet. Father, we thank you because you're bringing words of light. Say, your word is a lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. Father, we thank you for such words this morning. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you begin to bring measure, gift, blessing of your anointing. We ask for doses in our soul. Bring your cup. Say, thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Father, we ask for feasting. He said, upon this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. Feast of wine. Wine well refined. Feasts. Fat things. Full of marrow. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for such feast. To cause our souls to feast on you. Thank you, Father, for things of gladness. Good things. Good things, glad tidings of good, which thou bringest. Thank you, Father, for a call, calling our souls. Say, oh, he that thirsteth, let it come to the waters. Come and buy without money, without price, buy and eat. Take, eat that which is good. Thank you, Father, for good things. Thank you, our high priest of good things to come, bringing goodness to us. Thank you, Father, for Nashi, Shiloh. Father, a great door has been opened in the spirit. Father, we don't know how to peruse, how to walk in, how to access it. We're asking for guidance in your word to guide our feet, help our heart, help us in this way. Thank you. May we become abandoned in the spirit and lost in your love. Thank you, our Father. We pray you will help us to follow the footsteps of Jesus as he loved righteousness. You will also bring us into that love and even to the unity of the spirit, perfecting unity in the spirit, even unto charity, which is the bond of peace. Father, I pray for everyone this morning under the sound of my voice, those who are here connected, those who are online, I ask, may there be a flow of this blessing. I ask for impartation of life and grace. I ask for spirit. Let there be an impartation of spirit. Let there be an awakening, a triggering of access into sweet waters of the spirit. Father, may even Nashia, the sweet word of God, begin to break open within our soul. Amen. To bring forth revelation, to bring forth sighting of that all-glorious being, Christ, in the spirit. Amen. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Father, thank you for opening of the eyes. We give you glory. We worship your name. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim.